We welcome in JWA. Do I call you board members? Members?
We are both board members, actually. Yes.
And a very familiar voice, at least if you go back to a few summers. Sarah Pritch was in a lot, who was a celebration queen. Kaylee Johnston joins us as well. Owner of the Bloom Room in Mount Zion, but supporters of JWA. Give me somebody asking in an elevator, what's JWA? You know, both of you, how would you answer?
Well, we are in our 80th year this year,
80th?
So this is a big year for junior welfare,
yeah.
And we really strive to both help children and women throughout Decatur, as well as support other organizations that do that. So we provide both volunteer service as well as financial service to gotcha. Different organizations throughout Decatur.
So staying busy, right, Kaylee?
Yeah, absolutely.
How many events a year do you guys do you think the association puts on?
So as far as organized financial fundraisers, we usually do two. We usually do one big one in the fall and one big one in the spring. But we also do different, we call them give backs throughout the year, which are smaller events that usually are more geared towards our membership donating some funds. But this is our biggest one. Last year, we were very successful and raised about $25,000.
Wow.
Which went to fund several high school scholarships, as well as we funded, I believe, 12 different grants throughout Decatur for different organizations that applied.
That's awesome. And here we go again.
Right.
The school year kind of is a start over for...
Yes. We usually take the summer off, even though you'll see our faces
you ain't
selling
never had no summer off.
Beer at the celebration, and that really helped out. People were very generous in giving us tips, which go right towards putting shoes on kids' feet right here in Decatur. So
that's great.
That was really great.
You did this last year. How did the first one go last year?
It was so fun,
yeah.
But we made kind of a mistake by waiting till a little bit later in October.
Okay.
And so we managed to pick what happened to be the windiest day of the year.
Entire year.
Yes. So the golf ball drop was actually supposed to happen at around 4 o'clock,
okay.
And it could not.
Okay.
And that the helicopter driver was so nice, and he really wanted to make it work. So every 45 minutes, he kept checking in. So the party ended up lasting about an extra 3 hours.
Oh
so
my
if
gosh.
You bought tickets, you got to have some really wonderful appetizers, and it was really, really fun. Finally, at 7 o'clock, they decided they were going to go with Plan B, which was dropping all the golf balls over the balcony of
okay.
the country club, and that's how they determined the winner.
All right.
Wait, so but did I win?
Nick hasn't heard from you yet.
You did not. You did buy your ticket directly from me, Nick, but somebody else was the big winner.
Okay. I hadn't heard.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Nick thought you'd make a call to every loser
yeah.
and tell them they're a loser.
So, and we only do sell 1,000 tickets, so your chances of winning are really, really great, and you have multiple different opportunities to win. We do $5,000 goes to the closest to the hole, or if you're the first one in the hole.
Okay.
And then we also do $500 to whoever's ball lands the farthest from the hole.
Good idea.
And during the event, we also just pull out 5 random numbers, and those people win $100 each.
And you do not have to be there to win.
You do not have to be there to win, but the party is very fun, so we encourage people
come
to stop
out.
Through, and we've got lots of great silent auction items again this year. And so that's a really great way to help us raise some money, too.
$25 a ticket, 5 for 100.
We
good
took
idea.
Your suggestion
good
last
idea.
Year. When we came on the radio show last year, Eric gave us a little kind suggestion, and we decided to take him up on that. And that has been a very popular option this
year. Yeah, because you're going to buy one or two. Why not get the extra one?
Why not?
Go for the gold there. Only 1,000 tickets sold again. So
right.
Opportunity. And you can buy these tickets. Locations, the Bloom Room in Mount Zion and Brinkotter, Hudson Orthodontics, Giggles downtown. But I'm guessing people can just reach out to you guys.
Any junior welfare member has them in their pocket, in their purse, in their car. So please just ask us for one.
Is there a JWA Facebook page?
There is. And
okay.
I'll tag you in that tonight. You can also purchase your tickets online if you wish to do that.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And that is juniorwelfare.com.
Correct.
And the phone number, there's a phone number that you can get to too. You'll have all that out there. So. Good stuff. Tell me about the party. When is the party? When is the drop?
So the drop is a week from Saturday
okay.
on the 21st, and the actual party is held from 4 to 6. If you're lucky and it's a very windy day again, you might get a couple extra hours to hang out with all of us fun girls. But We are hoping, I believe, that the ball drop will happen somewhere around 5 o'clock.
Okay.
So
what all is going on at the party?
So at the party, we are going to have appetizers. We're going to have silent auction items from all different local organizations that have donated some really great baskets and just a lot of fun. We do have also a wine pull that was really popular last year. So basically, you donate $20 and we have a, it depends on how they do it this year. Last year, it was just a basket of corks that were all numbered.
Oh, okay.
You pull one out and whatever you pull is what you get. So sometimes it's a $50 bottle of wine. Sometimes you might be getting a bottle of Boone's Farm.
Ain't nothing wrong with the Boone's, man.
No, I'm saying that's like my favorite. Party.
That's strawberry Boone's.
We're going to do a signature drink again this year, too.
Oh, cool.
Right.
So a dollar of all of those drinks will go back to the organization as well.
That's CCD probably putting that together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome. And I don't think you said it, but a 50-50. Food-wise, it's just appetizers. You don't expect a full dinner or anything.
Right.
Unless
yes.
there's an extra 3 hours, you can probably order some dinner.
Yes.
You never know when it's going to be windy. But
No. We tried to move it a little earlier, though, because, you know, October, the weather can get even a little more
such
iffy,
a simple party, but you have to rely on a helicopter.
Right.
Yeah. It's like a little bit of pressure.
And also, rumor has it, I have not officially found out if this is happening, but we heard that there may be an opportunity for a live auction opportunity to actually go up in the helicopter
for the drop
and do the drop with one of our girls.
Not a bad idea.
Sarah, when you go back and listen to what you just said, you teased that 17 times one sentence. That was there's an outside shot that there might possibly be an opportunity of a thing that could maybe happen.
There's a world where you may be able to experience.
You just nailed that.
I teach first, second, and third grade all day, so this is my life.
Hard to turn off, isn't it?
It is hard. Impossible.
So good.
Tickets are $25, which is a $20 bill and a $5 mm-hmm. bill.
Right.
Or you could write a check. Ask your mom to write a check. To turn off the what grade?
I teach first, second, and third.
First, second, third. Where at?
At Garfield Montessori.
That's right. I ask every time.
Yes.
I never remember where you teach. This is great. And you can buy tickets. Are you close to being sold out? Do people need to worry?
We, I think, are about halfway there. Last year, there was a huge rush right at the end, the last week. So we're really starting to, you know, get the information. Decatur is last minute, and that's okay.
We're getting better, though, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, now the problem in Decatur is you have so many things to do, which is both a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
And so people really have to choose what they're going to participate in.
And because of that, I don't think we're getting better. I think it's getting significantly worse on being able to depend on people when they're going to be
better. Well, the follow through. It's interesting. Coming.
You got people backing out of fantasy drafts the day 15 minutes before the draft. That's a whole nother world. This is great. So this is that's Saturday.
The 21st.
At 4 o'clock. And you just got to buy a ticket to be invited, right?
Yes. And every ticket that you buy, just remember you're really helping out, putting shoes on kids' feet throughout Decatur, helping buy those coats once it gets cold outside. And like I said, helping high school students with scholarships and lots of grant opportunities for different organizations that apply in the spring.
How many members are JWA?
So right now we've got about 44, mm-hmm. right?
And they're all female, is that right?
All female, yeah. Correct. So, yeah.
And open for members? Do people just join or do you got to ask them?
Right. So we've got that information on our website.
Okay, there you go.
But this is the perfect time if you're thinking about getting some volunteer service hours in. It's a really fun organization to do that. And so September is when we kind of get up and rolling, so it's a perfect time to join.
There you go. Christy Archer looks like is the president of the JWA.
She is,
So opportunity to do more, to take another step if you'd like. If there are tickets available, you can obviously buy them that night, right?
Right. Last year, we only had a handful once the event started. So, yep.
Well, $5,000 on the line. There's only one way to win. You got to buy a ticket, and you're helping kids out of Central Illinois here for sure. Or is it just Decatur?
It's Macon County.
Macon County.
Helping
the kids of Macon County just by trying to win $5,000. 25 each, $100 for five tickets. Get an extra one if you go the extra mile and buy the $100 worth, and away you go. Anything else? We touch them all?
I think so.
Yeah.
Sarah's on it tonight.
Her and putting events on is
that's a thing for her.
Yeah,
she's good.
That is a thing.
My favorite part, though, is just showing up. So
I'll
also put that out there.
All right. JWA's golf ball drop fundraiser coming to the Country Club at Decatur next Saturday, September 21st, 4 to 6. Thanks.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
You missed Kate and Nick.